I need to tell you about a really interesting relationship. Yeah, it's a power couple. Do you know a power couple? Well, I hope you do, but the power couple that I'm talking about is something that you might not really have thought of. This power couple is the casting director and the agent. That's a power couple. On today's episode of Casting Actors Cast.
This is Casting Actors Cast. Each episode takes you behind the scenes and answers your questions about the business of show. Please don't forget to subscribe and like wherever you get your podcasts. Now here's the host of Casting Actors Cast, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello and welcome to today's episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach. Casting director with the McCorkle Group in New York. I hope you're having a good day and thank you so much for joining us. Today we're talking about a power couple that you might not have thought much about, and that is the relationship between the casting director and the agent. Perhaps the casting director and your agent. So we're going to talk all about that in just a moment. But first, as you know, if you're a listener to these patios, these podcast videos, this is my thank you moment for letting you know how much I appreciate you. I appreciate you tuning in. And I'm so excited to tell you that as of this recording, we're getting close to 35,000 downloads of the podcast. And, you know, I couldn't be more excited. And I'm also simulcasting these on YouTube. So if you want to take a look at me doing the simultaneous thing, and you can also see me, you might get some body language information that you're not getting on the podcast. I invite you to go to the Casting Actors Cast channel on YouTube. Also, if you want to leave me a message, if you want to leave me a note, if you have a question, a problem, something I might be able to help you with on the air, then please go ahead and check out the website, castingactorscast, all one word, .com. And you know, when you do that, you fill out this form. It's called Dive into the Talent Pool, and that'll open up some additional things for you to consider. One is a free book called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the Voiceover Workshop for Professional Actors. It's an absolutely free 100-page book all about doing voiceover work. And you can have that. But for those of you who've been listening to that for a long time, maybe you've even downloaded the book, I'm really excited to tell you that I've added some additional stuff on that site. That is, once you fill out that form. Now, for those of you who have filled out the form and maybe you've downloaded the book, I am going to be sending you via the email that you left me when you filled out that form, a very, very cool special private video. Yeah, it's private. So for those of you who fill out the form now, you're going to get access to this private video, but I am also going to be sending a link to those of you who've already contacted me, just as a gift, as a thank you. And I'm really excited about this because it's called Casting Secrets, What They Don't Tell You. And it's a 20-minute YouTube video, just like me talking to you now, but it's all about inside secrets of what casting does not want you to know. But guess what? I'm gonna tell you. That's right. So that's an absolutely free for you just by filling out that form. And you can also, if you like, you can have this voiceover book. It's 100 pages all about doing voiceovers, as I said. So there's some stuff for you to get involved with. I would love for you to dive into the talent pool, and I'd love for you to participate. This is also now that moment where I get to say thank you to my good friends at Actors Connection. ActorsConnection.com is where you want to go if you want to connect with people who are currently working in the industry. We're talking agents. We're talking managers. We're talking casting directors, you know, like yours truly, because I love working at Actors Connection. It's a really great place. The online programming that they have developed and put together during this horrible COVID time is really amazing. And there's all kinds of new skill sets that you can learn, not the least of which is how to do better on Zoom, how to self-submit your videos, talking about auditioning in the Zoom environment. And that information is really great. The classes are very reasonable, and I would hope that you would want to go check that out as well. Thank you to my good friends at Actors Connection. So the reason I wanted to do today's podcast all about being a power couple between agents and casting directors is I got a really, really nice letter. Forgive me for the shameless promotional part of this, but I want to read this letter to you. So let's go to the letter section right now and read you this letter.
Have a question for Jeffrey? Just go to castingactorscast.com and use the comment form. Jump into the talent pool. It's easy. Here's Jeff with this week's questions.
So here it is. This is from Desiree Baxter, and she just wrote me this nice letter. I'm going to read you the entire letter so that will serve, I think, as a great introduction to the material we're going to be talking about today, and that is the relationship between a casting director and an agent. Are they really a power couple? We're going to find out in just a minute. So Desiree writes, thanks for the patio on actors and agents. Now, that was a previous podcast. Although I have been performing professionally as an opera singer and more recently as an actor without representation for years, now I am hoping to do more indie film and television work. So the time seems right to build a team. I kind of, side note, I like the way that she says that. I'm going to build a team. That's very positive. The episodes didn't so much give me new information, I've been doing my homework, as it reassured me that the kind of collaboration and support I'm seeking is what a great manager or agent is striving to provide. I found it empowering and inspiring. Your podcasts are my weekly inspirational boost to outlive this pandemic. You mentioned the possibility of doing an episode about casting directors and agents. I am hereby casting my vote for the topic. It would be fascinating to hear how that relationship works. Thanks again, and know these patios are appreciated. Peace and good health, Desiree Baxter. Thank you so much, Desiree. And Desiree went to the website, castingactorscast.com, but there's also an email address, castingactorscast@gmail.com. You can certainly write me there. I do my absolute best to return every email I receive. And so I would really appreciate it if you wanted to reach out, be a listener, let people know about this particular podcast. But let's now jump into the subject at hand, because many actors don't know that much about the relationship casting has with an agent. And you know, when I say the word agent today, I'm also using the word manager. So agent and manager are sort of intertwined. And, you know, my feeling is that knowing about that dynamic is going to help you better understand how and why your career is progressing the way it is. So maybe it's going great, and that's because you have an understanding of that dynamic. Maybe understanding that dynamic is going to help you a little bit understand as you move forward in your acting career. You know, it definitely has an impact, that's for sure. So, because we're going to let it have an impact, let us unpack. See what I did just there? Impact, unpack. Okay, so let's unpack this power coupling of the agent and the casting director. Let's first explain exactly the differences between an agent and a casting director. So let's start with casting director. Understand that casting directors are hired by the producer, and so they are really advocates for the project, whether it be a film project, a television project, a movie project, whatever it might be. Casting directors are hired by the producers to find the talent and fulfill the vision of the project. So that could be a producer, a director, an artistic director in case of theater. So that's the casting director. So we, as casting directors, are advocates of the projects. Agents, you know, also managers, they are advocates for the talent. They are paid by the actor for that advocacy. And what I mean by that is that agents and managers, they are going to find appointments. They're going to know about projects. They're going to get requests for talent from casting directors. And so that really is what the agent is there for. They are your advocates. If you're the talent, you want somebody representing you for these various projects. That's what the agent is. Now, I think what is kind of interesting is the relationship between the two are varied, and there's no sort of set outline of what makes a great agent, what makes a great casting director, because it's all about relationship. And the relationship between the two are as varied as people in the business. So you're going to find relationships really great. But you're also going to find that they can be very, very formal sometimes. And they're varied. And that's my point. You can find, and we are, Pat and I are really good friends with a lot of agents. We know them personally. We see them on a personal, in a personal way. We know about their families. We know about their lives. And understand that that's a relationship that has developed over time. When you know people in the same business for a long period of time, then, you know, chances are you're going to be like-minded. Chances are you're going to find things in common. And therefore, many times, agents and casting directors can definitely be friends. It's not always thought of as an adversarial situation, although it can be. We'll talk about that in just a minute. But let's just talk about the agent and manager and their obligation to you, the talent. I think if you were to put a little checklist together of what agents and managers do, first and foremost, I think agents and managers are in the business. They are business people. That means they have to have a good understanding of contracts. They also have to be very good negotiators. They also have to kind of think in terms of having career objectives for their clients. So the business aspect is something first and foremost, I think, that needs to be understood about agents. Now, the second, and this is for many, many agents, not necessarily all, because like I said, they're as varied as people, but there's also a sense from a lot of really good agents in terms of career development. They see that the choices they make for their talent is going to help them grow as talent, and therefore the agent might feel like they can capitalize on that talent if they help the career growth. So for a quick example, let's say an actor has come into new representation from an agent, and the agent is really wanting to help that actor get into more film and television work, such as our letter today. Well, what's important, of course, is that the agent might need to capitalize a little bit on your strengths in your theater performance work, and then slowly over time, you might get some auditions for some film and television work. That's an agent who's really being very careful, being very precise about the kinds of projects that they think that you're going to be right for, that you're going to book, that you're going to make some money. Right? I mean, because it is the business part. So that to me is about the talent growth. And it also can be versus capitalization. How can that agent capitalize on your talent and on your strength? And that can sometimes be focused in varying degrees. But understand that for the most part, they're in it for the duration. They've been being agents for a long period of time. They develop their stable of talent. They feel very good about who they represent. And it's an honorable profession. It's not something to denigrate. It's something that can be really, really helpful and in many ways is very, very necessary to the business. And that leads me to another point about agents in general, and that is that their reputation, that matters. So reputation counts. If you've been approached by an agent or you're currently with an agent, you have probably a good idea about that particular agent's reputation. If you don't, then it's equally important, and I did the whole podcast on this that I encourage you to listen to about agents, and that is you have an obligation to make sure that they're going to represent you in the right way, both in those business matters and also in those career development matters. Does that make sense? I hope it does. Let's move on now to the casting director. The casting director is pretty much project-oriented. That means that they're obligated to fulfill the vision of the project, as I said earlier. So that's a different kind of focus. Fulfilling the vision of the project means that the casting director has to go out and find those talented folks that are going to bring life to the particular project. But remember that the casting director is paid by the producer. And so that's why there is an obligation, or they're paid by the artistic director in the case of theater. In the same way about agents that I just mentioned earlier, casting directors, for the most part, are also in it for the duration. In the very same way, reputation counts. Doing it for a long period of time, getting known in the business as somebody that's great to work with or challenging to work with, all of those things, your reputation is really quite important in this business. But I think the relationship dynamic needs to be broken down as well. When that power couple, the relationship between the agent and the casting director, is understood, that means that when a casting director says, gosh, I've just been hired to do a movie, the casting director will send that film script to the agent. A good agent will read the script, think about helping the casting director in terms of casting. The casting director might let the agent know about the parameters of what's being looked for. And so there really is a kind of a good codependency. Believe me, it's not adversarial all the time. It can be. It can be sometimes. One of the things that happens sometimes is that mutual understanding gets lost, and sometimes agents will just send all of their clients and want all of their clients to be seen for all of the projects. Well, that's not really helpful to the casting director. Agents who read the project and can be a little discriminating based on the information we give the agent, those agents become our best friends. Those are the agents we go back to time and time again because there is that mutual understanding. Well, then what happens when there's an understanding is that the actor, the talent, is submitted by the agent to us, the casting directors. The submission can be in the form of, it can be a demo, it can be just a picture and resume, it can be all kinds of ways. Sometimes submissions can include the agent calling us up and kind of letting us know that this actor might be really interested in this project. And so there is a little bit of back and forth. Sometimes in this COVID world, it's done electronically, so you're not necessarily getting the personal connection with this particular agent, or you're not getting a personal connection necessarily at all. Sometimes it is all done electronically. But the bottom line is that those relationships that are strong and have a mutual understanding are the ones that make really good connections. And then that begins the casting process. That's when we say, yes, I think your actor is a really good choice for this project. So here's the audition. Here's the thing we're going to do to help make it happen. And that becomes the casting process. And then what happens next is, if it goes to a callback, then so be it. But also, it might just lead to the talent getting an offer. Maybe we decide that that's the perfect talent for the project. We know that they're available for the project. The agent has submitted them for the project. It's all looking great. Now, you might know at this point that many casting directors don't negotiate the contracts. That might be new information for some of you. It depends, of course, but in our office, we on occasion will negotiate the contracts on behalf of the producer. But more often than not, it's the producer or the artistic director that picks up the ball from that point, makes the offer official, and negotiates the contract with the agent or manager. That's the power couple. So you can see there's all kinds of different dynamics that take place. When the agent is conscientious and doing their job, and the casting director looks at agents as a solution to a problem, then that becomes a really great relationship. And then when that gets muddied, then clearly, like any business relationship, it can be challenging. The power couple. Now, understand that each has an agenda for their respective clients, but more often than not, it works towards a mutually beneficial arrangement for all concerned. Because a working actor means a paid actor, which means an agent is compensated also. A working actor means the casting director has accomplished the task, and the casting director is also then paid for their efforts. That makes sense, I'm sure. What's really great is at that moment, the project is underway and a lot of energy that has been invested now becomes invested towards its mutual success. So everyone's hoping that it's going to be a terrific success for all involved, because that's what makes art. That's what makes it really interesting. I hope you've learned something today. I really appreciate you tuning into the patio. Please tune in next time. This is Casting Actors Cast.
Casting Actors Cast is made possible with your support just by listening. Please like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Caitlin Clark.